The second scripture is from Matthew, and hear God's word. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this word that has been recorded and preserved for us, and for your Holy Spirit that can bring it to life. And we pray for that now. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations and the thoughts of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our text, of course, is the well-known parable of the sower. Probably one or the two or three best-known parables of Jesus, ranking right up there with the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son, and the rich fool. Matthew tells us that Jesus used many methods to teach the people who came to listen and to hear what he had to say, and among those methods were parables, stories taken from everyday occurrences that pointed to spiritual truths. And as we learned in Sunday school, they are earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. I think we all remember that. But what is this parable all about? Well, as any good farmer will tell you, most plants, if they are to flourish, need nourishment, and they need water. And how are they going to get that nourishment and that water except through their roots? And those roots have to go down deep and be strong in the soil in order to nurture the plant that is above them. But let's look for a minute at this sower who came along scattering seeds. This isn't the image that we get of a farmer who went along planting a crop like corn, one seed at a time. No, this is more of the image of a sower coming along scattering seeds like one might do planting a lawn. It talks about the extravagance of nature, the liberality with which nature sows. It reminds you more of those tens of thousands of little helicopter seeds that come off maple trees, or the acorns off an oak, or the cones off a pine. It talks about the extravagance of nature, which of course alludes to the extravagance of the love of God. And the image here is that we can't expect to sow sparingly and to reap a lot. We have to be able to sow liberally in order to reap at all. And that is a great parallel to our work as Christians and as ministers as we go about our work of sowing in the kingdom. God didn't expect us to reap sparingly. He expected us to sow liberally so that we could reap liberally. Now let's look a little bit closer at this parable. It's a simple one. Jesus talks about four basic kinds of soil, and those kinds of soil really refer to how you and I listen or don't listen to the word that is coming to us. The first kind of soil is along the path that is all packed down. The soil is hard. The seed comes along onto that soil, can't penetrate it. There are no roots put down, and so the bird comes along and takes that seed. And whenever I read that part of the parable, I remember my first church in suburban Pittsburgh, where the man sitting in the front row, just about where you are, Donna, when I would read the scripture and I would look up, he would look at his watch, he'd cross his arms across his chest and put his head down, and he'd stay there through the entire sermon. You know, when you're 26 years old, that's a little disconcerting. So finally, being a self-respecting 26-year-old, one day, I asked him why he did that. And he looked at me square in the eye and said, "Young man," and didn't I hate to hear that, "but young man, I know what you're going to say before you say it." Really? There were times I didn't know what I was going to say until I said it. But he was dead serious. His mind was closed. He was shallow. And then there is the seed that falls in the shallow soil, and it springs up quickly. The sun comes out and scorches it, and the wind comes along and blows it away. And that, of course, is the person who's shallow and can't really hear or figure out what's going on. It reminds me, actually, of the woman that I knew in Wheeling who came to church almost every Sunday. And then suddenly, one Sunday, she quit. She didn't come anymore. And so when I saw her, I asked her what happened. And she said, "Oh, I got bored. And I went on to other things that were more interesting and more exciting. And I hate to tell you that what was more interesting and more exciting was a married man that she worked with, that she could see on Sunday morning." She was shallow. And then there is the seed that fell among thorns and weeds. And they came up and choked that little plant out. And that reminds me of the many professional people and business executives that I've known over the years who were so busy with what they had to do that they couldn't do or think about anything else except their work. Oh, they were good intentioned, but their mind wandered too easily. And then, of course, there is the good soil, the people who are open and interested, the people whose eyes are open on Sunday morning and whose faces are alert. And thank God our churches are full of people like that, or quite frankly, our faith would be dead in less than a generation. So there you really have the parable of the sower. And so the question that goes begging is, what kind of soil are you? What kind of listener? Are you the hard soil with a closed mind who knows everything there is to know about the faith, or at least you think you do, that you don't want to be bothered with the facts? Are you the person who is shallow and refuses to think things through? Or are you a person who has a kind of spiritual ADD that can't concentrate long enough on one thing to do anything very well? Or are you the good soil? You see, really, we have a new sower among us now, Dana Vaughn. And Dana can't do anything by herself. She needs us to be the good soil so that the seeds she sows and plants in us can grow and come to fruition. Amen. So be it. And let us pray. Lord, faith in your word is the way to wisdom. And to ponder your divine plan is to grow in the truth. So open our eyes to your truth and our ears to the sound of your call, that we may truly understand your will for our lives and live according to it. Amen.